Ah, yes. Welcome to the Slob Show. Roker again on the phone. What's up, Roker?
Yay, yay. On the road.
That's right. Today's the biggest day of the year for you, Roker. Do you want to explain why? It's November 1st.
Well, I'll put it this way. I get a text from my wife at about 10 o'clock this morning that she's on her way out to get Halloween candy discounted.
Today's Halloween discount day.
It is.
This is the biggest. This is like Christmas for the Roker household.
Get it while it's hot. Although she did tell me that a manager at Jewel said per corporate, they were not supposed to put the leftover Halloween candy out until tomorrow.
Oh, why is that?
It was per corporate, from what a manager told her.
Wow. Interesting. Maybe they only meant that for your family.
Probably.
They're like, oh, shit.
She texted me and says, I think they're on to your trick.
They're like, oh, no, there they are. Oh, no, and they drove two separate cars. Oh, shit. Hey, by the way, if you're listening or if you're watching this on the Facebook group or any Facebook group, just click on that link. Like, I got a huge bag of peanut M&Ms for $3. I don't know who you are. If you click on that link, I could see your name and everything. So if you're watching in a group, click on that link and then I could see what's what here. Yeah, so you're now saying it might not be till tomorrow.
At Jewel.
Jewel only, okay.
At Jewel, your manager at Jewel told her corporate they're not supposed to put the Halloween candy out until tomorrow.
I wonder why that is. What would be the benefit of that?
I have no idea.
Maybe they figure like, oh, people are like, they need a day to like, maybe they'll still buy candy for other Halloween parties.
Too soon. there's still a lot of Halloween candy left over.
Yeah.
At the house. So give it a day. I don't know. But we'd love to hear your success stories.
Oh, someone else is saying in the Facebook group that the Jewel guy told him last week too. Tuesday's the day they go on sale. So it might be. So this is good news either way. So do you, Roker, suggest going there and checking it out today?
I suggest always check it out today. I suggest. If you are, you're driving home, pull into the Walgreens, you pass a Walgreens on the way home.
Yeah.
Pull in. Maybe they got them on discount. CVS, whatever. Just, you might get lucky. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But, you might end up getting some 50% off, fun size.
And it probably
tastes just as good the day after.
It probably depends on what day or like how much extra shit they have. Like if they have a ton, maybe they'll just put it on discount now.
Now, it's possible because of Halloween falling on a Monday that they don't have a lot left because, people do a lot of shopping on Saturday and Sunday on the weekends. So maybe they snatch it all up over the weekend. Who knows? But it's worth a try.
So what are you planning on buying? What do you have your eye on?
I mean, it would only be something stuff I like. So, the good fun size stuff, anything Reese's, a very funny Halloween lunch or something at work. And all the, they put like those popcorn balls, on all the tables.
Yeah.
They're still on the tables today.
So you're saying to steal those at work?
No, I'm saying nobody likes popcorn balls.
Oh, yeah.
No, but nobody took them. They're still there a day after. So you don't want to grab you know, Circus Peanuts 75% off if you don't like Circus Peanuts.
Josh is wondering why.
You don't seem to be a fan of the
Mary Jane.
Orange and black peanut things.
Roker, Josh Kurbis is wondering why you're on the phone again. Roker's actually in, he's in another state right now. He's in Confusion. Vegas. He's getting a blood transfusion. Yeah. No, Roker's, you'll probably be on the phone, what, for at least a month or two?
For at least a month or two. We'll see what happens.
Because Roker's not working during the time when we would do the slob show. So now we're just recording on his way back. It's the only way we could do it for the time being, you know?
So until my...
Someone said they actually like popcorn ball. Someone likes the popcorn ball.
Pretty face again. You still have my badass picture up?
I have that, that badass picture of you.
Okay, good.
Which I'm sure you like.
Yes, no, I like it. Do you have... Now, is like my mouth moving on it, like a clutch car? Or
I should do that. I need you animated in your face. Let's see if I can do that next week. I'll see if I can figure that out. Again, if you're watching this on the Facebook group, by the way, the Slob Show Facebook group is the greatest group of all time. We're up to over 1,800 people on that group. And as Tony just said, he's now legit. So if you're watching on the group, you have to click on that little link in the description of this podcast right now, right? You go on the description, click on the link, then I could see your name, like Tony here. Now I could see it. I don't know. It's some stupid rule with Facebook. Oh, look at Josh opening a new restaurant in Oak Brook. He's going to have us out for the opening. Ooh. My comp- and Josh Kurbis, one of the top guys in all of Chicago, by the way.
So this is going to be a nice restaurant. This is not going to be like scantily clad women in plaid skirts.
No.
I'm assuming.
Josh Kurbis is one of the top restaurateurs in all of Chicago. Formerly, he also used to work at White Star, which was the greatest club ever in Chicago. Back when I was just a young twink.
Ah, those were the days. Not when you were a young twink. But when White Star was open.
That's when everyone would like bang up, like everyone would be upstairs banging members of NSYNC.
That was just just insane.
Josh used to look like Tommy Lee back then. Every girl that walked up was like, hey, what's up, babe? And he'd kiss them all on the lips. What, honestly, was there a bigger, when this dude Josh we're talking about, he's a friend of ours. He used to be like the manager of White Star. And he would be outside. All these hot girls would walk up. They'd all like kiss him on the lips to get it. Like, oh, hey, what's up, babe? Come on in. Like all these hot girls. What a time that was.
Just being friendly.
But I'm just saying, what a time it was to like run a club. Because I feel like clubs aren't like that anymore.
I couldn't tell you the last time I was at a club. Every time I hear something about a club, it's bad news.
Yeah, there's always like...
People are getting run down with a car, like bowling pins on the south side. People are overdosing on the north side. It's just like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even hear about clubs. There's nothing like, no one's like bragging, like, oh, I went to this club. It's always like, right. I went to a restaurant, I went to a bar. There's nothing, no one talks about clubs. I wonder why that is.
That was a good time. It's not like I was out on the dance floor or anything.
Well, he would hook, you'd be in like the little, here's Roker. So Josh would hook him up with like cost liquor. Like, oh, here's a bottle of Crystal Skull vodka or some shit. And then Roker would sit in the corner with his bottle of vodka and just text all the Roker girls. Hey, you coming? You
go. Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, it was
one of my one of my favorite things to do Saturday and Sunday morning was pick up my phone and see who and what I had texted the night before.
Do you remember that video I made of you in Vegas? Do you remember you and I were in Vegas? I won't say what you were talking about, but I made a video of you saying some stuff, what you wanted to do, and all.
Yeah, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, son.
It was that, exactly. That's why I'm not saying anything.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But we do, you know what we do need to do? We do need a slob. I actually have a dude in Vegas that watches this or listens to the Slob Show, and he like runs like places in the Park MGM. So we could get some kind of a setup in Vegas. Like, we should do a live slob show out there.
Yeah, we have plenty of places to visit out there too.
Well, we have a whole list. So I do want to do the slob show tour. I think Vegas is the logical spot to start, right?
Yeah, although a lot of the places that we used to frequent, like, you texted me with the bad news earlier this week or within the last week that the
Sterling Brunch,
which literally had been going on for like 40 years.
Oh, really?
Is now gone.
Now, this was the buffet in Belly's. Now Belly's is a horseshoe casino. So now all the horseshoes have Jack Binion steakhouses, which is not as good as the Sterling Brunch buffet.
Well, the Sterling Brunch buffet was only on Sundays.
It was the BLT steakhouse.
They have the Sterling Brunch before it was BLT.
Oh, they did? Wow.
But yeah, like I said, it was only called BLT. It was only renamed BLT to coincide with it being like a Hell's Kitchen grand prize. The chef on Hell's Kitchen ended up being the air quote head chef there.
Mm.
So they rebranded it.
That was all you can eat lobster. Probably the greatest, easily the greatest buffet of all time. At least it was.
Prime rib, lobster, crab legs, shrimp,
God.
Caviar, and then plus all of your other champagne, good champagne, and then everything else buffet too. But if you're going to pay that kind of money, you don't want to fill up on hash browns.
No, you do what I do. You get six lobster tails and you're like chicken fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, you cut right to the chase. That's a rule for all buffets. If you're new to the Slob Show podcast or you're new to the Slob Show Facebook group, when you go to a buffet, first of all, if you're eating salads and you're eating mashed potatoes,
bread,
you're their favorite customer.
Oh, they love you.
Because by the time you get to the real food, you're going to be full.
That's why Fogo de Chão is how you really say it. If guys like you and I were their main customers, they'd be out of business in a week. There's so many women who go in there who eat one little piece of meat, a bunch of salad, and that's it.
Yeah, so don't do that. And then it's all you can eat, so don't eat what you don't like. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a tip I learned from you.
If you go and get some Chinese food off the right or pasta choli or whatever, and you take something and go, don't really like it. Don't feel obligated to eat it because it's on your plate.
You're like, fuck those homeless people.
Leave it alone. Exactly. they're going to throw the food out anyway.
Yeah. But that's the best because Roker and I have been to buffets many times and he takes one bite. He doesn't like it. He leaves the full plate on the table. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm getting another plate. I'm like, oh, okay.
Find something I do like.
Yeah. You know, like a sushi buffet, they don't let you do that. Like, you have to eat all the sushi. So that you must hate sushi buffets.
Well, you can do that with the sushi in the Vegas buffets.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you go to like a place in Chicago or something that has all you can eat sushi, yeah, you have to eat all the sushi.
Yeah, we need to plan this out. We should do the Slob Show tour in Vegas. Maybe we should do it in December.
It would have to be early December because it would be packed from Christmas through New Year's. I spent Christmas in Vegas.
How was that?
It was good. I mean, Claire had relatives out there. We ate at the steakhouse in the Green Valley Ranch.
Mm.
You know, so it's like he had prime rib, and it was good.
Is there anyone at the Green Valley Ranch under 55?
It's a little off the beaten path.
But I feel like everyone there loves Sammy Hagar and Jimmy Buffett. Like, that's the whole audience. They're all wearing Hawaiian shirts. They're all playing slots. They're all eating that $7 prime rib meal.
Yeah, but it's not. Look, no, there's no $7 prime rib meal at Green Valley Ranch. Have you been to Green Valley Ranch?
No, but I know it's like, I know old people go there.
Old people go everywhere, dude. It's Vegas.
True.
But I mean, it's Henderson, which is a suburb of Vegas. So there are a lot of, like, Claire's older brother lived there. So,
well, it's a fine place to live. I'm just saying, though, I wouldn't want to go to one. I want to be on the Strip.
Yeah, but, you know, the Strip's, like, super touristy. You got to have your spots. Yeah. I don't like being the attraction. I don't want to be playing blackjack and have five people that I don't know looking over my shoulder.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Right? Because they're just walking through the casino with a 3 foot long, you know, frozen margarita. And they don't have any money to gamble with, so they're just going to watch me lose my money.
And then they give you tips while you're playing. That's the worst. You ever see those guys? They go in the casino and they tell you stuff to do and they want a tip. Like, you're playing a slot or something. They're like, oh, no, do this or whatever. And then if you win, they want some money or on black, whatever it is. Or you're playing craps and they're like, oh, put money on the 10. And then, or roulette. They do that on roulette a lot. Oh, cover the nine. And then if you win, they try to get a tip. It's like a big scam.
Yeah, I wouldn't play that game.
I would never tip those people.
Yeah, that would not end well.
I don't. I give people on the street money all the time, but the people who are super aggressive, it like turns me off. Like yesterday, this guy comes to me. He's like, "Hey, man, let me get $5. I'll pay you back." Like, what do you mean you're gonna pay me
what?
Back?
Was like, some guy on the street?
Yeah, I was. Oh, I was walking into you know. Okay, so you know La Pasadena, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that place across the street that says like 35-cent burger on it? It's like right across.
That also used to be a La Pasadena.
Exactly.
They had three of them.
I know.
Like half a block of.
There were two next to each other and one across the street, which never made any sense to me. Yeah, I don't understand that. But so the place across the street, it's called Lawn Restaurant now. That's a pretty. Right. I went in there. That's a good burger. I'm trying to find the picture right now, but I said extra mayo and they hooked it up properly.
I see. That's all the criteria you need. If they ask you, if you ask for extra mayo, they give it to you.
Well, don't humiliate me.
That's the 5-star review for me.
You know, just don't humiliate. If I say extra mayo, please. I'm trying to find this picture. Well, you can't see it anyway, but this is, I want the viewers to check this out because it was good. But anyway, so here it is. Okay. Check this out. God, look at this. That's all mayo and cheese. God. Bacon.
Oh, calm down. Calm down. Great. Never get so excited over mayo.
But this was good. Like this, it was some kind of mayo. It was really good. It's called Lawn Restaurant, and it's on Division and Ashland. It's really good. But so anyway, the guy's like, hey man, Let me get five bucks. I'll pay you back.
Like, nope. See, part of the problem is
I don't have cash.
I want to be a nice guy. Yeah. Right? But you know, I've said this in the past, but people before you have screwed it up for you.
Oh yeah.
People before you have screwed it up. So now I don't trust that anybody here's. This would be the first thing I would think of is I'm not taking my wallet out in front of this guy.
Well, I'm not afraid of that.
No, well, you ought to be. Mm. I'm just saying in general. I don't take my wallet out. Like if I'm going to a bar and I'm taking the CTA, I'll take the Venture card out of my wallet before I even leave the house so that I'm not taking my wallet out.
Oh, you think someone's going to snatch it?
Well, you know, my wallet is huge. It doesn't have any money in it.
You have the Costanza wallet.
It's all full of like coupons and like frequent, reward cards and stuff. But yeah, I'd rather just keep that bad boy in my pocket if possible.
Do you think that if someone stole your wallet, it would be like, it would like take the chains off you? Like it would uncuff you from all those coupons? Like your whole life is based around coupons and points. If someone could just steal your wallet and give you a fresh start, don't you think that would like clear your head?
Well, the good thing is, you know, a lot of that stuff is now just on apps.
Yeah.
So I don't have to carry as much of it around with me. And a couple of years ago, somebody got me a nice new wallet. And so I vowed to like try and keep it manageable.
And it's manageable now?
For me, not for the average person. Not for the average person, but for me, it's a huge improvement. I should be on, there should be some TLC, like, insane wallets or, wallet makeover or whatever.
Someone just said they have two brand new Ralph Lauren wallets that they got from the trash. You could have one if you want. that's quite the sell job. What,
I'm like, what's the backstory with that one?
Hey, if you're watching on one of the Facebook groups, the Slob Show Facebook group, you have to click on that little link in the description, and then I could see your name because I can't see your name right now. If you're in a group, Facebook makes you click on this link before you could comment where we could see your information, which is done. By the way, Roker, I met Mariano's. Game changer, they have the Arby's horsey sauce in bottles.
A lot of those restaurants are doing that now. So you can get the Chick-fil-A sauce, you can get the Arby's sauce, you can get the Hooters wing sauce, you can get, which is smart, which is, they probably started doing all that stuff because of the pandemic.
Oh, that, you know what, Roker, that was Trash Man Tim. That makes sense because he's a garbage man. He's the one who got. Well,
Tim, Christmas is coming, so if there's any Louis Vuittons or something like that, Claire, turn the radio down right now. Don't listen, baby.
She'll start crying because you got Christmas her a Louis Vuitton. It's really all the garbage.
It smells like onions.
What's don't that stain? Baby,
I love you.
Can you imagine that, giving Claire a purse from the garbage? even if it's in plastic, just knowing you got it from the garbage.
Dude, that's a win. And then I'd probably tell her after she used it for like 6 months.
Vito, my compliments. Vito just joined the chat. I love Vito.
What's up, brother?
That's one of our top guys. You know what would be a complete game changer? If Hooters released the blue cheese. The Hooters blue cheese. That's a game-changing sauce. If they would put that out at stores, I would buy that like every week. It's so delicious. Well,
from your mouth to Hooters' ears.
Hey, Hooters, what's going on? Like, what's the issue? Let me ask you this, Roker. So I'm known for letting people cut. Like, if I have a cart, and I rarely have a cart at the grocery store. I usually have a couple items, but I rarely have a cart. But when I do, if someone's behind me with one item, I just let them go ahead. Do you ever do that?
I do.
Okay.
I do. But I always have a cart. If I'm going in for a stick of gum, I grab a cart.
Because your coupons.
Because one, it gives me something to lean on. And two,
leaning.
You never know what you might find.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought about the leaning because you're lazy. You can't walk.
I just like something to lean on. Some of these stores are big, you know. give you a little something to rest on.
Yeah. So I'm at Mariano's when I'm buying the RB sauce. I have a whole cart of stuff. And this dude is behind me and he goes, hey, let me, can I just go ahead of you and just buy it? I'm like, And then I gave him a look. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Like, I just pointed. I didn't say anything. I said, yeah. Like, I pointed, go ahead. Something about him asking, like, if I would have saw that, I would have just let him go. But the fact that he asked me, it was annoying.
Well, if they're going to ask, you got to ask in the right way. Like, if he's late for something, he's got to be somewhere. Do you mind if I go in front of you? It's another if it's like, he's got 27 horsey sauces in his car. I don't want to wait behind him. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
But if he's got someplace to go, someplace to be, just so you know, if you ever are behind me in line at the grocery store and have an item, you're going to want to go in front of me because
you have all your coupons and everything else.
It's not going to be a simple checkout with me. it's not.
You know, the girls or the people at the registers hate people like you with all your different coupons and your apps and everything else.
I was in there buying crab legs about a week and a half ago at Jewel. And I had like crab legs. I had a few different things, and she rings them up and she's like, that'll be $47.28, whatever. And I go, nope.
And what was the real price?
I went, nope, that's wrong. I'm like, you've got the Baskin Robbins, you've got it ringing up for $3.99. It's three for $5. So that's $5 right there. The crab legs are $6.99 a pound. I've got, 4 pounds. So that's 7 times 4 is 28. So that's $33.
So what happened then?
And then so she calls over a manager. Manager logs in. They take stuff off. They redo it. All good.
And it was $33.
It may have even come out to be a little bit less because they didn't quite know how to add it up, or they didn't quite have the math skills that I have.
It is always good when they have
Montessori school background.
Yeah.
But just again, don't just assume that you ring it up, it's going to come out right. That's why I put all the sale items together on the conveyor belt so that they're lumped together. And that way I can see when it's getting rung up, what it's coming out at.
And you're looking at the screen, right? Like you're like a computer, right? Like when T2 checks out a situation, all this information's going into your head.
That's right. I'm like Steve Austin. It's like my eyes.
You're not talking about Stone Cold. You're talking about
not Stone Cold.
No,
I'm the Steve Austin one generation before.
You're talking about the one from like the 50s or some shit, right?
No, that was the 70s. The $6 million man.
Yeah,
that's Steve Austin.
Yeah, but they
and
yeah.
So that way you can easily see, and then they'll go, "Oh, don't worry, it'll come off at the end."
But it usually doesn't.
Well, that's why you got to double check.
Kevin,
you got to double check.
Kevin checking in. He said, "A beautiful slob mine."
Boy, I don't know how true that statement is. Do a CAT scan. Yeah, I do.
What like you imagine when you're like going over your life, like what it was. Well, I got great discounts on crab legs. Like when they're reviewing you to enter the gates or whatever, and they're like, so what do you do with your life? Well, I got the best deals on pork chops. I save money on ketchup.
A whole generation of people save money.
That's right. We should.
Dude, I've been at the store where it's like husband and wife, and he's like, they're like, go get the milk. And I hear him go, go get the milk, go get the milk. Comes back with the milk, and I'm like, the other milk is 99 cents. What? Yeah, 99 cents. Put that milk back. Go get the oven back. Thank you. I'm like, anytime.
Why don't you just go to a grocery store and film it and just help people out? Like when you see someone making them, that'd be a great show. Actually, Roker, that's a great like YouTube channel you should start, where you go to grocery stores, you see people making mistakes, and you tell them what to do.
There you go.
Like you buy that's chocolate true. Milk, you're like, no, 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 they're 2 for $5. One's $4.99, or you get 2 for $5. You see someone buying the Arby's horsey sauce, you're like, hey, if you go get a rain check from yesterday, it's $1.
The problem's going to come in when I say, oh, go to the grocery store down the street. That's when I get kicked out. That's when it's not fun anymore, when I'm having them go to the competition. Yeah,
and then you're arrested. They're like, get him the fuck out of here. It'd be funny to see you kicked out. Have you ever been kicked out of anywhere?
If I have, I didn't remember, and that's why I was kicked out.
Oh, okay. It'd be hilarious to see you get arrested for couponing, like giving coupon tips. Bring them to the back. Look what they did to my hand, man.
I'm sure. Exactly.
They're like, Roker, you can either leave with the coupons or with the hammer. You're like, I just want to get out of here. Just want to get out of here. I'm back there. Look what they did to my hand, man. My app hand, man.
I saw you going through coupons with your right hand.
Yeah. Can you do it with your left?
That means you need your right hander, right? Yeah.
Never try.
No.
Look what they did to my hand, man.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I mean, if something happened to you, I would be upset, but I would laugh too, right? Like if someone took you in the back. If someone took a hammer to your hand
the next morning, then you'd feel bad for me.
Yeah, no, I'd feel bad the whole time, but I would have to, like, especially, let's say you made it out alive. I would have to make fun of you the rest of your life about it. Like Roker, remember that time we were at Jewel and they brought you in the back room and they took a hammer to your hand because of your couponing?
See, Dad, I would say that's what I get for trying to spread the love. I forget. I'm not. Was it Glenn maybe today who posted the Jewel Pub burgers?
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Today, and he's like, Pub burgers, 99 cents, 8 ounces, last day of the sale. I felt like a little tear came down my.
You're like face. A teacher. You're like a teacher.
I was so proud.
I love that, Glenn.
I'm probably going to stop at the Jewel and try and get some Pub burgers before I go home.
Wow. See? Roker's teaching you the skills from his own playbook. The skills that he put into his life for his playbook, he's giving to you for free.
I've done it through trial and error.
You've dealt with all the errors that you had to deal with. Now you figured it out. It's kind of like teaching someone like, oh, well, you know, analytics show that players who get walked a lot are more valuable. It took years to figure that out. You figured it out.
That's right. I'm the Billy Bean.
Exactly. You paid all the money for all the mistakes and everything else. Oh yeah, right here. Here's it's actually John actually posted this. He said quarter pound pub burger patties $4 for $4. What a deal.
Yeah, they're 99 cents each, limit 8.
Wow, at Jewel right now?
Today's the last day of the sale.
Oh, man, I might have to stop in. I need to pick up a few items.
And then have them package them in twos.
I've done that before.
You can just take out, you know, the two burgers. You don't have to take out four burgers when you're only going to eat two and then try and wrap up the other two again.
Yeah, that's annoying.
See? Yeah.
That's a great, yeah, and then you freeze the six, and then you wake up, you put them out, you eat those two. Yeah, that's a great way of doing it.
I might get them on the grill this week since we got a couple more 70 degrees.
think it's going to be in the high 60s and 70s, so it's great.
Yeah. That's nice.
I'm thinking
about doing a patty melt.
Claire
caramelized me some onions last night.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to maybe do a patty melt.
That's what you're having today for lunch, for dinner?
That's what I'm going to try and do. If I can get the pub burgers, sometimes they close up the butcher part early. Because
at 5:22, they're not going to close it that early.
Dude, I've been in there this time, and it's been closed.
It's closed because you're there. As soon as you leave, they open it back up.
one of my favorite scenes ever is in the movie Easy Money with Dangerfield and Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
And they're trying to pick up the wedding cake, and it's like neon signs and flashing lights and everything. And Rodney gets to the door, and all the lights go dark. And it says open 23 hours. So I approach the jewel, and then the whole thing just goes dark.
Oh yeah. Oh shit. And they know because they have you on a what are those things called? Droids. They have a droid following you around.
Dude, I'm surprised my face is not up at the customer service counter.
Oh, you're in the black book for grocery stores.
Because I'm asking for rain checks every time I go in. Like, every time.
They must hate you. Like, if I, Roker, the way you and I talk shit about people, could you imagine if we worked at a grocery store and a person like you came in? We'd talk shit about you all the time.
Oh, I'd lose it. I couldn't do it. Don't get me wrong. I'm nice to people.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying. It's not like I'm being an a-hole about it or anything.
I know, but once you're known for that.
If I were the cashier and somebody, I rung them up and I went $42.97 and they went, nope.
But if you do rain checks every time, they know, they're like, oh, there's that piece of shit. They're like, oh, God. And they're probably, how many rain checks today? And they're like, oh, the over-under's 10. And they bet like money on it.
Well, I mean, it's not my fault that they don't have the stuff in stock.
True, but it doesn't matter. When you're a worker, you don't give a fuck. All you do is rip on people. That's what I would do.
No, that's true. But, if Pop-Tarts are 99 cents and you're out of Pop-Tarts, I'm getting a rain check.
I remember when I was 16 and I pushed cards at Walmart. Like, when you would see a pattern from a customer, all you would do is be like, hey, that loser's here again. And then everyone would talk shit. You'd be on the walkie-talkie talking shit. So I'm sure there's people, you don't even know it. Everyone's ripping on you.
Everyone's just going, oh no, him again.
God. Do we have a new range coupon book ready to go? Pull one. Hey guys, Ken Smith is here. Can you pull out the rain check coupon? We need a fresh book up front. This one only has 10 rain checks. He's the only person who still uses rain checks in 2022.
I told the customer service guy at one of the jewels, I was there on Saturday, and picking up the hard Mountain Dew, which we need to get to.
Oh, and yeah.
I told him, have a nice day. And you would have thought I told him he had a beautiful baby. He was like, it was like no one had ever said to him, ever. He's like, thank you so much. You too.
When you deal with pieces of shit all day, a nice guy like you comes in, it's like a big deal.
I mean, I know it's a pain in the ass to write me down a check and write it out. And then they got to get the paper out and see exactly what it is. And now they got to stamp it and all that stuff.
Well, let's wrap it up with the Mountain Dew, the hard Mountain Dew. You bought some of that?
Yeah. So now there is a hard Mountain Dew. So it's a 5% alcohol Mountain Dew. And the reason I bought it is because it's zero sugar as well. So. I'm like, I'll give it a try.
And what do you think?
probably won't be my go-to. I've heard mixed reviews. Some people love it. There are. I know a person that actually went to Iowa to get them.
Jesus.
He couldn't get them here. Went to Iowa, bought 30 cases of them, and sold them here. Sold them all.
Oh, wow.
Because people are jonesing for it so much.
Well, there's regular, so, there's regular watermelon black cherry and Baja Blast.
Right. Now, I think the regular Baja Blast Mountain Dew tastes like crap. So I'm not terribly excited. When I had it, I said, this is going to be my first drink of the night so that I know how it tastes. And then it's going to be my last drink of the night when I don't care how it tastes.
And so you don't really like it, it sounds like.
And that's exactly what happened. It wouldn't be my, you know, there are a lot tastier, like, sugar-free, like, hard sodas or hard seltzers.
Like White Claw or something?
It's not a hard, but it's more like it's a hard soda and not a hard seltzer. And this is actually the first hard soda I've ever had.
So does it taste like Mountain Dew?
It's a hard soda, too.
Does it taste like Mountain Dew?
You know, it tastes like Mountain Dew with alcohol in it. So it doesn't exactly taste like Mountain Dew.
Well, that's probably good, right? And then if it's zero sugar on top of that.
Yeah, it's zero sugar, so that's fine. Claire actually liked it. Claire thought she wasn't going to like it and liked it.
So it's zero calories or just zero sugar?
Zero sugar and probably less than 100 calories.
Yeah, 100 calories per 12 ounces and 2.2 grams of carbs. So that's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
That's pretty good.
So if you see it, my guess is keep an eye out. I mean, I bought it because, I mean, and the manager of the store was like, yeah, I think this is the only shipment of this we're going to get in.
Why? I'm surprised.
And they were the only place in the area that had it. So if they, you know, if they do end up rolling it out in full in Illinois, it'll probably be on sale. So I would maybe try and wait and see and keep your eye out, see if it's on sale.
So you're saying it's a big failure. You're saying it's a big failure.
Who's saying it?
Is that what you're saying? Because if you're saying they're not going to get more and if it's going to be on sale.
No. I'm saying if they're going to roll it out in full.
Oh, okay.
In Illinois, where you can go and get it at any Jewel, for example, it will probably be on sale because it's a new product.
Ah, I see.
That's what I'm saying. And by the way, which reminds me, it's the holiday season. So when you're buying alcohol, a lot of the alcohols are now coming in gift boxes at no additional cost. So,
and you always get something extra.
Right. Keep an eye out for it because you might, you know, that bottle of whiskey might have a couple of shot glasses with it or a couple of, glasses for, you know, Manhattans or something.
Or a mini bottle of the liquor.
Right. A lot of them will have a little something extra. So, and it's the same price. It's the exact same price as the regular bottle. So just keep an eye out for those.
Like, look at this right here. Okay, so this Jack Daniel's gift set. It's $24. You get a bottle of Jack, and then it comes with like two other little bottles of Jack. So,
and that's going to be the same price as if you were to just buy the bottle of Jack separately.
That's a great tip.
Take advantage of that. A lot of vodkas will do it. A lot of, whiskeys will do it. So just keep an eye out for that. And you don't have to be getting it as a gift for someone. Just if you're
going to buy it. No, it's a gift for you.
Right, exactly.
And then give the shot glasses as a gift to someone anyway. Like, oh, I got you these shot glasses.
Right.
Here's some bullshit shot glasses.
I mean, and also now's the time they're going to start selling gift cards for restaurants and things where if you buy X amount, you'll get X amount for free. You can do that for gift giving, or if you like going to said restaurant, so like you were talking about Fogo de Chão, which is Fogo de Chão, but nobody knows it's pronounced Fogo de Chão, so we'll just call it Fogo de Chão for our purposes. So Fogo de Chão is offering a $25 gift card when you buy $100 worth of gift cards, and you like going to Fogo de Chão, then just buy a couple of $100 gift cards for yourself to use when you go.
Oh yeah.
And you end up with the extra cards as well.
Yeah, and like you said, if you buy it for someone as a gift too, you could just keep that extra money, or you give it to them if you want to be nice, but you know, Roker wouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, they're doing it so that you give the gift card and then you keep the little extra gift card for yourself. That's the incentive.
Exactly.
So I'm right next to a Walmart truck. I hope Tracy Morgan isn't around.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up. We always wrap it on what you're eating for now. Now it's going to be what you're eating for dinner. You said it's going to be a homemade patty melt.
If I'm able to get the pub burgers from Jewel, I'm going to get some rye bread.
Oh,
I've got the caramelized onions at home. Plenty of cheese. I will be doing the patty melt.
Now, when you do the bread, do you butter it and make it like a grilled cheese at the end? Is that how you put the bread together?
That's what a patty melt is. That's how you do it. Yeah.
No, but there's other ways of doing it. You could like put it. You could bake it basically.
Yeah. No, you want to do it like you want to grill that bread on the stove in the pan.
Do you put it all together and then make it like a grilled cheese, or do you put the bread down on both sides and then put all the toppings on and then put it together?
I think I'm going to put the, so that it doesn't get soggy, I'm going to put the bread down and have that toast, and then I'll lid it to melt the cheese.
Nice.
And then I'll have the prepared burger and the warmed up caramelized onions, you know, on the side, and then put those on the burger.
Now, do you put a mayo on there or any kind of sauce?
No, you don't. There isn't really. There isn't any on a patty melt.
No, I know there isn't. Doesn't matter. I put it on mine.
I got you. No, I don't. I do not. Not for a patty melt.
I mean, it's delicious enough. It's nice and juicy with all that stuff. That's the point of a sauce, is to get that juice.
Yeah, I like the patty melt the way I like the patty melt without. I like it the way God intended. When God first developed the recipe for the patty melt, I like to stick to that.
All right. Well, we'll be back probably about 4:45 next week, right, Roker? I think that's about what we're doing here.
Yes, indeed, unless I get stuck in a meeting.
All right.
If not, I'll do my best to slither out of the office in enough time to be here on time.
All right.
Which I think we were this week, right?
I think we were right on time with the new time that we just came up with.
Nice, yes. 4:48.
Exactly. All right. We'll be back next week.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey, do you want to be a part of the Secret Slob Society? Join the Facebook group, the Slob Show Facebook group. There's a lot of disgusting things going on there. Check it out.